It's a treat normally reserved for the big boys. But now we bring the play-by-play broadcast experience to the Vegreville and District Minor Hockey League. This is Vegreville Dairy Queen Big League Broadcast on Country 106.
Yes, indeed. Welcome inside the Wally Fadoon Arena on a Saturday afternoon. We're here for the second half of our double dip when it comes to our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast. We were here earlier this morning with the U9s. This afternoon, we are with the U13s. The Vegreville Wranglers taking on Lloydminster here this afternoon. Teams warming up, getting ready to go. Let's take a look at our rosters for the Vegreville Wranglers. In between the pipes will be Peyton Axton. Also on the team wearing number 2, Wesley Durow. Number 5 is Benson McCray. Number 6 is Aiden Ezio. Number 8, Breton Mast. Number 9, Annabelle Zaharkue. Number 10, Maisie McNiven. Number 11, Seth Mandrusiak. Number 12, Bo Gabruck. Number 13, Zayden Vanderdussen. Number 20 is Keely Damansky. Number 21, Olive Wicks. Number 25, Talia Robinson, rounding out the roster. Should be a fun one here this afternoon for the hometown Vegreville Wranglers. On the other side of the ice, taking on the Blazers of Lloydminster. Let's take a look at their roster. In between the pipes today will be number 1, Cooper Allen. They've also got number 3, Huxley Bogner. Number 4, Cade Hunter. Number 5, Tylen Rorquist. Number 6, Hayden Shabbat. Number 7, Colby Regal. Number 8, Jack Fitzsimmons. Number 9, Oliver Burrell. Number 10, Rylan Wagner. Wearing number 12, Reeve Hawthorne. Number 13, Mason Henderson. Number 15, Jaden Desrochet. Number 16, Oliver Hozak. Number 17, Brody Harvey. Number 19, Jack Lake. And rounding out the roster, number 20, Morgan Delisle. That is a look at the visitors from Lloydminster. But those are your rosters. We are set and ready to begin our big league broadcast brought to you by Dairy Queen, where the Oreo Hot Cocoa Blizzard is available. Enjoy Oreo cookie pieces, cocoa fudge, and choco chunks blended with DQ's famous vanilla soft serve to Blizzard perfection and garnished with a whipped topping. Teams out and ready to go on the ice. Got a great crowd on hand once again of parents and family and friends ready to watch this game. We are ready, and once again, our big league broadcasts are on the air. This one underway. Lloydminster getting that opening draw. Well, trying to get this one forward. They'll get it to Henderson. Henderson got it as far as the red line before McCray knocks it back the other way. Now Henderson sweeps one from center into the zone. Breton Mast back in their own end, trying to knock one off the boards and out of the zone. They will get it. Now it's a race to the puck. Going hard, trying to get there first is Annabelle Zaharkue. Puts it down low. Both teams converge on this one as the Wranglers try to get something going on the offense here in the early going. But instead, this is going to be Lloydminster who turns it around. Got it up to the blue line, taken away there, and now Vanderdussen. Up over the blue line for Vegreville. Stolen there, and Burrell gets it up to center for Lloydminster. Only as far, though, as Mandrusiak, who takes it away, skates it up over the blue line. Puck protection here, tries the back pass, misses Ezio. That's going to come out to center. And that one tried to be dumped in there by McNiven. Mandrusiak will carry it over the line. Tries a backhand pass to the middle. This is going to hit a couple of sticks. And now it will be taken out. And here comes Lloydminster up over the line. McNiven with a great play. Takes that puck away and will dump it the length of the ice. And that will be an icing call. It will allow us to thank another great sponsor in Nutrien Ag Solutions for all your farm input needs and cutting-edge technologies. Visit Nutrien Ag Solutions in Vegreville, Harry Hill, and Innisfree. Proud supporter of Vegreville Minor Hockey, farming for excellence. Another face-off, this time inside the Vegreville zone. This one to the right of Axton, the netminder here. This one won back by Lloydminster. Patrolling the blue line here, trying to get a shot through traffic, and that one stopped and held on to. Solid save there by Axton. First shot of the day. We've played a minute and 42 seconds here of period number one. Another faceoff. This time to the left of the Vegreville net. Again, one back by the Blazers. Going to try a quick shot from the point. That one blocked in front. It rolls into the corner. Both teams digging away for this one. Wicks going to come away with it and dish it out to center. Blazers take it from there, and now racing up to the blue line. Got it over the line was Hawthorne, but quickly disconnected from the puck. Wranglers get it to Robinson. Robinson, a little touch pass for McCray. McCray stripped of the puck as they cross the blue line. Now a battle along the boards. Robinson on it, tries the pass to the middle. That one's broken up. Delisle has it here. Delisle skating this one in over the blue line for Lloydminster, trying to cut wide. Good job by the defense there. Nice play from Zaharkiw. Now around the boards it goes as the Wranglers trying to get this one out of the zone. Some good offensive pressure, though, from Lloydminster. Get this one to the line and just out. Hozak couldn't hold it. Hozak has to come back with it. Makes the pass across. It's right in front of the Wrangler bench. Pushed into the zone by Bogner. Now the Wranglers off the boards and out to center. Just over the stick of Durow, but it goes right to Vanderdussen. Has a shot, takes it. That one just goes wide. And behind the net, Durow back out for Vanderdussen to the front end, just whiffing on a shot. Now back to the point, Demanski keeping it alive. This one's going to be cut off, and the Blazers will get this one out of the zone. Out to center ice, Demanski on it again. Trying to play it forward, Henderson takes it away, puts it into the zone, only to see it shot right back out. A long race to this one. Thrown to the front of the net by Zaharkiw, but intercepted here. The Blazers, again, try to clear the zone, get it as far as the line. Kept alive by Demanski. And get it to the slot area. Shot right back out. Now in neutral ice. McNiven going to backhand that one into the zone. Played off the boards. Caught up in neutral ice. Hits a couple of different sticks before it goes into the Vegreville zone. They get it out to center. It's going to be knocked down there. Now dump back in. And Demanski on it first. Plays to the side. Let it go to the point for Bogner. Bogner tries to play this one down low. It's sent back out around the boards. Now back in behind the net. They try to get one out front just through the slot area to the point. Wagner going to let a shot go, and that's going to go up and out of play. And we'll get ourselves another faceoff there. And we can thank Envy Boutique as another one of our great sponsors. The only Envy you need this year is Envy Boutique, with clothes for women of all sizes and a small selection for men, too. Looking fabulous is the name of the game. 15:22 left to go in our first period. Faceoff in neutral ice. And now, battle over the puck. It's going to come to the middle where Garbuck will get it under control. Skates this one up over the blue line, forced to the sideboards. Now Lloydminster going to wrestle that one free, but Garbuck battles to get it back. Moved it to the middle of the ice for Ezio. Instead, it's shot out to center where McCray dumps that one in. Blazer defense. Chipped it out to center. McCray fired that one right back in. Now Desrochet up to center, up over the blue line, pinned against the boards by Mandrusiak. Pass to the middle, only finds Aiden Ezio. Ezio pushes it up over center. Taken away there, and Desrochet puts it over the line. Breton Mast back to get it here for Vegreville. Played around the boards for Wicks. Wicks gets it ahead. Bit of room to move for Bo Garbuck. Got it up to center. McCray on it there. Over the blue line, and now hits a couple of skates and will go back to Lloydminster possession. They take it behind their own net. Good pressure, though. They force a turnover, and Durow with a shot. That one just going to go wide. Blazers again trying to get this one out of their own zone. They get it as far as the blue line. Demanski keeps it in. Shot won't make it through traffic. Now it's picked up, and Lake gets it up over center. Two on one if they can hurry. Lake up over the blue line, but caught up to, and the puck knocked into the corner. Delisle on it there for Lloydminster. Kick to the corner where Talia Robinson is waiting. Tries to flip that one down low. Instead, it's taken away and fired at the net, and Peyton Axton has to make a solid glove save. Holds on. 13-11 to go in the first. Still no score. Vegreville U13 Wranglers and Lloydminster. Another faceoff inside the Wrangler zone. Linesman not liking something about the two players behind him. I'm going to force them backwards, and now the puck is dropped. Played off the boards. And a long shot from the point deflected just wide. Demanski gets it under control, plays around the boards. And Zaharkiw trying to get that one out of the zone will now. And there's room for Gabrok. Gabrok racing in. Forced to the sideboards, tries a pass to the middle for Vanderdussen. Knocked away. Blazers get that one ahead for Shabbat. Shabbat drops one off for Delisle. But they're offside now. I have to come back and regroup. Get it back over the line. This one's going to be taken away, and Vanderdussen going to make the pass over. Looking for Zaharkiw. Zaharkiw puts it in deep. Clearing attempt, though, and the Blazers get it out to center. There it's taken away by Gabrok. Gabrok tries to go up the middle, has it poked off his stick right towards the netminder. Quickly covered up by Peyton Axton, and they will hold on once again. Our broadcast this season brought to you in part by Dubuque Accounting, where the numbers just don't add up and all that crunching is giving you a headache. Call Dubuque Accounting. They make it all make sense. 12:09 left to go in our first period. Still looking for the game's first goal here. Lloydminster and Vegreville. Now it's the Wranglers trying to get the puck out of their zone. Up around the boards, Mandrusiak trying to get past Wagner, having some difficulty doing so. Puck squirts free to the middle. There it's going to be collected by Durow. Durow going for a bit of a skate, gets across the blue line. It's knocked away. Turning this one around is Henderson, but it's center. Puck taken away by McCray. Right to Aiden Ezio. Ezio gets around one. Has the puck down low, throws it to the front, and that one bobbled a bit by the netminder and quickly covered up. Dangerous looking pass there, but that one turns into a solid stop. A little bit of pushing and shoving after that one. And looks like we're going to get some penalties out of that. One player from each side sent off for roughing. So it'll stay 5-on-5 here. Gabrok now to take this draw. Wins it to the side. Robinson can't hold on to it. Fed out to center. McCray tries to dump that one back in, but it's broken up by Burrell. Burrell to Regal. They're up over the line, but quickly puck taken away and chipped out by the Wranglers. Hawthorne has to come back and get it. They bang one off the boards and out to the blue line. Kept alive there and dumped in. Another clearing attempt by the Blazers. This one will get out. And the pass ahead for Desrochers. And again, that one broken up. Dump back down into the Lloydminster zone. They'll flip it out to center. Bounces between sticks. Desrochers is going to grab it. up over the line, throws one towards the net. That'll just miss. On the side here, a clearing attempt stopped. And a backhander towards the net stopped as well. Peyton Axton having to make a save and then covering up as a pass goes through the blue ice. Shots on goal here as we approach the midway point of the first period. Registered as 5-2 for the visitors from Lloydminster. Been a slow start offensively for both these teams. Off this face-off, one right back to the D. They get it over to Wagner. Lets his shot go, and that one deflects up and over the net. Now a clearing attempt, and this one is off the boards and down the ice. Rolls right in on the netminder, and they will quickly cover that one up, so we get another face-off. This time coming in the Blazers zone. Out to take the draw is Wesley Durow. Wins it right back to McNiven. There's a shot. Rebound off the post. Durow had the chance on the second chance opportunity. Rings one off the far side iron. Now a steal at center. Forced into the corner. It is Durow again. Goes to the other corner. And there, Lloydminster tried to chip it past. This one kept alive. And into the corner again for Durow. Coughs up the puck here, and Hozak managed to chip that one out to center. Again, the Wranglers try to turn this one around. Get up over the line. Maisie McNiven shot steered aside by the netminder Allen. All the way around the boards. Vegreville still trying to get something going here. Plays one off the boards. Around to the near side. This one comes out and Demanski just fires it back in. Line change coming up here. As the Blazers look to take advantage. Flying up the ice. Some nice moves. Get up over the blue line. Just take a long shot. That one's going to go wide. Met on the side by Burrell. Nice pass to the middle of the ice. Knocked away. And McCray sensing a bit of room. McCray taking off. Turns on the brakes and leaves for Ezio. Ezio throws one to the net. That one just stopped. It goes into the corner. Another chance there for the Wranglers to do something with it. Couldn't as it's spat back out. Shot right back in by Moxley. Now back out to McCray. McCray ahead to Gabruch. Gabruch over the line. Quickly under pressure, but gets it over to McCray. McCray can't get the backhander off, whiffing on the chance. And the Blazers managed to kick this one out to center. Again, it's dumped in. Here, Lloydminster plays it to the blue line. Not out. Now across for Wicks. Wicks having a little difficulty along the boards. Some help, though, pushes the puck in deep. But now it'll be flipped out to center ice by Henderson. Blazers back on the attack. Hawthorne over the line, makes the pass across, and Shabbat unable to hold it. At the blue line, Wranglers do get it out of the zone. Now it's center, battle between the two teams for this puck. Puck comes free to the blue line, stopped there. A shot by Burrell is stopped. Now flipped out to center, Lake is on it. Goes across for Destrochet. He'll lose possession of the puck. And now Desrochet on it again. Takes a wide turn, comes in on the side. We get a whistle and what looks like a boarding call coming up. 6:16 to go in the period. And the penalty for boarding is going to be handed out to Benson McCray. Power play opportunity for the visitors from Lloydminster. They get a shot through off the point, and that one stopped by the netminder. Played over into the corner, both teams going after it. Now chipped off the boards, and a nice move to finish that one off by the Wranglers. All the way down the ice. Giving chase as well. They managed to knock that puck free. Another chance goes off the post. This time it's Mandrusiak. Second shot of the day off the post for Vegreville. Now turning and putting one off the boards. Taken away by Regal. And Regal's got this one on the rush. Drops it off for Lake. Lake moves in, takes the shot, and that one just whistles high. Another shot towards the net, kicked out there by the Vegreville netminder. Just over 5 minutes remaining in the period. Again, a board battle is going to let that puck come free. It's going to be shot into the zone by Vegreville. Now spat right back out. This one picked up and fired down the ice by Annabelle Zaharkiw. And both teams dig away again, and again it's Lloydminster who will come away with it. Bit of a one-on-one going on. Ezio cutting wide. Very wide, has it down low, throws one towards the net, hits the side. Comes out here. 21 on the season. Another one into the middle of the ice. Lloydminster trying to get a shot through on Axton. They'll get this one to the point. Kept alive here by Hozak. But now it's just poked past by Vanderdussen. At center, Vanderdussen stolen from Shabbat. And again, another dump down the ice here by the Wranglers. 3:40 to play in the first. With speed, this is Wagner up over the line, only to have it poked off at the last second. Now both teams converge on it right along the border. Got it along the wall in front of the penalty box area. Now it comes free. 2-on-1 here for Vegreville. Get it over to Ezio. Takes a shot. It's blocked. Back around the boards to the point. McNiven with a shot. That gets blocked. Penalty coming up, though, and a tripping call has been assessed. And is this on McNiven? It is. And the coach wants an explanation of why that's tripping. But it will put the Lloydminster Blazers back on the power play. 3:03 to go in our first period. Off the draw, stays right on the circle. Turned and played down low. Both teams go after this one. Wranglers trying to hold off the visitors from Lloydminster. Now they knock it past them at the point. And it's a long skate now for Lester. Takes the shot. Gloved. Held on to. And another opportunity there for Vegreville. This one coming well down a man. Another faceoff inside the Blazers zone. Now one back to the point. Try to keep this one alive with a play at the point, couldn't do it, and now it's going to pop up and out of play. 2:25 left to go in the first period. Minute 23 left of power play time. Another face-off in the offensive zone. Gabruck in the circle. Loses this draw, and the Blazers take it out to center. Get this one ahead to Shabbat, who's up over the line. Lets his shot go. Misses everything, and it'll rattle around the boards. Still the Blazers in control. They get it out front. There's a shot. That one goes off the backside of the defender in front. Now the puck taken away by the Rangers and tried to clear. A little bit difficult job there. Now a shot right in front, and the netminder makes a solid save. Peyton Axton getting down in time to kick that one aside. 1:41 to go in the first period. 39 seconds of power play time remaining here for the visitors from Lloydminster. Now off the faceoff, McCray will dump it down the ice, and that will kill off some valuable seconds. Well, we got a whistle on that play. I believe that was one of the linesmen just confusedly believing it was icing, forgetting they were shorthanded, so the faceoff will come at center. And off this faceoff, pushed forward, and a long shot stopped there and held on to once again. Minute 23 to go in the first period. 21 seconds left in the additional penalty to Maisie McNiven. Now again, it's McCray moving in. Lost the handle on that puck. It's taken away. That'll get shot down the ice, and back to get it here is Breton Mast. Breton with speed up over the blue line. And lost the handle on it. And turning it around are the Americans. Pardon me here, the Blazers get that one back to the sideboards. Talia Robinson try to get a piece of it, gets it out to center. This one knocked out of the zone at the blue line. Lloydminster having to scamper back into their own zone to get it. 30 seconds remain in the period. Now a long pass, missed the intended target. And from center, dumped right back in here by Vagreville. We're back to five aside after a successful penalty kill. Blazers with a bit of room. It's Delisle. Delisle tied up there with McCray. Puck knocked away and deep into the zone. Demanski will go back, touch it up, and hold on as the horn sounds. And we have played the first 20 minutes here at the Wally Fadoon Arena. So far, the goalies, the stars of this show, it is 0-0. So your scoring summary, nice and easy. And we can thank another one of our great sponsors in Stealth Bin Products. They not only sell bins, but they also deliver, install, customize, and repair your grain handling system. See what they can do for your farming operation at stealthbinproducts.com. So no scoring in that period. Shots on goal, 5 for Vagreville, 8 for the visitors from Lloydminster. Power plays, 2 for the Blazers. They are 0 for 2. None for Vagreville. We'll take a quick break. Second period coming up on Country 106.